I am indeed, Roger. And I mean, this started even prior to the match. There seems to have developed a bit of a culture almost within some of the fans, particularly Ballymena and Coleraine fans, who are intent on destroying the atmosphere of this family football event. It's just become very difficult, not only for police, but also for the local community in Ballymena. We had shoppers going about their normal business and were witness to some terrible scenes of disorder by a small minority of these, and I'm not even going to call them football fans. They're people that are intent on causing disorder and fighting among themselves. And despite the amount of work that ourselves, along with the football clubs, the council, etc., have been carrying out to try and deter this, this is continuing, and it's got to stop, Roger.
Can you identify any particular areas that you're focusing in on by way of CCTV and also that might jog other people's memories?
Yes, well, the entire town, as you know, in Ballymena is covered to a degree by CCTV, and we'll be analysing all the CCTV from the town centre through from the train station right up towards the ground, and any reports that we have already had from the public we'll be investigating, along with some of the evidence that we have gathered through police handheld CCTV, which was part of our operation. We have quite a lot to trawl through, and we're confident that we'll be able to identify many of the offenders and take them before the courts.
What kind of sentences are they likely to get? Obviously, specifically, you can't comment on outcomes, but in general, what sort of penalties could they be facing?
Well, that'll be, as you quite rightly say, a matter for the court. But what I'd be particularly interested in this case is that should we be able to secure convictions, we will be looking for football banning orders on all these people, which will preclude them from going to any football matches.
It's equally disappointing as well because a special campaign was launched last week. That's in its early stage, Love Your Club. The hope would be that that would kick in more and more to minimise issues at future matches.
And this is part of the work I was talking about, Roger, earlier on when I mentioned that between ourselves and the clubs, with Ballymena and Coleraine and the council, PCSP, working towards creating that atmosphere, a family atmosphere at football matches for the fans to appreciate the successes that their local teams have actually had. And you're quite right, it was doubly disappointing that the disorder occurred, but also on the day that we were embarking on our Love Your Club campaign.
Yeah, and you know, people think that when they put a football scarf on, or it's almost like the road rage in drivers, that normally people who are reasonably law-abiding, something comes over them. I mean, this is crime we're talking about, nothing more, nothing less.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I would go further to say that whilst some people react in situations such as road rage, as you say, this was more premeditated. This was young people, young adults and juveniles who were intent from a very early stage of causing disorder in the town and attacking each other. It was premeditated, and as I say, we will be looking at that from our footage and try to take these people before the courts.
Just a final thought, and I know you have to go in a second. Chief Inspector, are you interested in the public coming forward, maybe ringing an anonymous number with information? They have to be careful because they might be afraid of being intimidated in future or being identified, but are you looking for specific public help from maybe other legitimate fans or members of the public in Ballymena who saw stuff happening?
Absolutely, and that's two things. We want to reassure the public that we're taking effective action against these people, and we will be looking for them to try and keep our streets safer, particularly during these matches. So anyone out there that can identify anyone that was involved in disorderly behaviour or witnessed something which they believe would be useful to the police, please contact us. You can do so either by speaking to one of your local constables out on the ground if you see them in the town, but also you can use it anonymously, the Crime Stoppers, and we would be happy enough for any medium that comes towards us.